Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, did you find Greg Warren?
He is on the hotline right now.
Oh, he is.
Got the new special out this week on Amazon Prime and digital.
He's just one of my favorite guys, man. And just like the mean farmer bit we were talking about, it is absolutely, every time I go to the country, Amish Adam has to be a big deal. Every time. It's not called that. It's called this. Don't say that. Don't say that. That's when I got into the argument. I go, well, it's not really a combine because it's combining things, which means it's a combine. And he was like, what? It's a combine. No. Friend who crapped in a parking lot.
You want to fight me outside Tractor Supply, bro?
You don't need toilets.
Come at me, Feldman.
So city.
And then it was you just realize you take all your shots.
You can be nice to people when they don't know something. That's how I was brought up. You know, I live in the suburbs of St. Louis. I hope one of those farm guys comes to the suburbs sometime. Maybe I won't be so nice to him. I'll take him and do like some, you know, suburb stuff or whatever. I'll take him to the Texas Roadhouse. He won't know what to do there. Where's the bowl for the peanut shells? You throw them on the floor, dummy. Ah, ha, ha. You don't know what to do in the suburbs, you stupid bean picker. I'll take him to Starbucks. I'll take a large coffee. It's called Venti here. Venti, dirt digger. Don't be ordering beans either. They got beans here, but they're coffee beans. Arabica, Robusta, no soy. Then the barista will be like, well, technically, we have soybeans in soy lattes. And I'll be like, you shut your mouth, hippie. All right, you don't take sides against your own kind. We're on the same team.
Hailing from St. Louis, Missouri, he studied at West Point and the University of Missouri, where he was an All-American wrestler. He made the move to stand-up comedy, eventually appearing at the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. Comedy Central's Greeny and Glenn. Last Comic Standing. As well as his own Comedy Central Presents. His latest comedy special, Where the Field Corn Grows, is available to watch on Amazon. And July 30th through August 1st, you can see him live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Greg Warren.
Mr. Greg Warren, how have you been, my friend? Good to hear you.
How you doing, man?
Good, good, man. Well, you know, getting through it all, like you, it's a weird world. Luckily, we're still getting to do this, man, but you... How did you find a way to get this special done?
Well, I shot it last summer, actually. So we've been sitting on it for a little while. But, yeah, I haven't been on the road in like 4 months now.
It's so weird. And, I mean, you know, this is your entire life. So I can't wait for, I think we're gonna open up again here, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
And now that there's a special out, though, by the way, how in the hell nobody has ever written a farming-based comedy special in the history of man, as far as I know? Since Hee-Haw.
What's that?
I said, since Hee-Haw, nobody's done it. It's,
I mean, that's the standard there, Johnny. It's, there's a guy named Drew Hastings, actually, a great comic that did some stuff on farming a while back, but, this was pretty organic, man. I was like, I was doing a show in Des Moines, and there's a bunch of farmers in the crowd, and I don't know anything about it. So I asked this guy, I'm like, what do you farm? He's like, beans. And I go, like green beans? They all start laughing at me like I'm the dumbest. But he brings big old green beans in Ottawa. Oh, that's a good old air green beans. How's that deal? It's so interesting. It was soybeans. By the way, Johnny, like green beans, that's not that ridiculous of an answer. That's a real food. I've eaten them before. I didn't say jelly beans, okay? I said a legitimate vegetable. You know?
I know. Listen, I got a buddy. That's the game that is never ending. It's always, and then they'll call, oh, city people. City people. City people.
Yeah.
Okay. Girlfriend, I mean, Bush. Just, it's never ending brawling between us. And I love the guy. But yet, I'm not kidding you. He texted me the other day. I don't know if he wanted sympathy, but he told me he crapped in a truck stop parking lot.
He crapped in a truck. Why?
Because he couldn't make it to the bat. That was my thought. I go, you couldn't? I go, is this something you rednecks do? Or something? I go, do you have Crohn's disease? And I don't know if he wanted some kind of sympathy, but I don't know how to handle it right because he stopped texting me back. But he said he has had a problem lately. And then he said also he ate some homemade mayonnaise. Well, that's the problem. Maybe you go to the store once in a while.
I didn't. I thought mayonnaise was an element. I didn't know it was made.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, also, he doesn't have a gallbladder. Said, not joking. By the way, real mayo on my turkey sandwich was a bad idea. I'm hauling corn, so my options of places to stop are limited.
Hey, Johnny, do you know the difference between field corn and sweet corn?
No. No.
Okay. So field corn, that's what they grind up and they feed to the animals. And sweet corn, that's what we... And once they explain it, it's really easy to remember because field corn is grown in a field, whereas sweet corn is grown in a field. So you can see. They make it real easy for it. Honestly, the farmers couldn't have been cooler, man. I went out and I actually visited like a bunch of farms doing research for this thing. I actually did research this special. So, yeah, they taught me all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
they taught me about cover crops. Do you know what that is?
What's a cover crop?
Yeah. So that's like sometimes they'll just plant stuff and not even harvest it. You know, like they don't. They just—it's to make the ground stronger. So we were at this farm in southern Illinois. I go, "What's that?" The guy goes, "That's rye." And I was like, "What are you going to do with that?" He's like, "Nothing. It's a cover crop. We're just going to till it underneath the ground." I'm like, "Well, yeah." Meanwhile, there's some, you know, Jewish guy in Brooklyn that wants a corned beef on rye sandwich, and you can't have one because you guys are too lazy to pick that up. You know?
You want to talk about someone's head exploding? I got into it with him one day. I go, because this really is the thing, by the way. Farmers screwing with what they call city. Hey, city. I go, so what's that? He goes, oh, it's my combine. I go, your combine. I go, what does it do? Well, I mean, it brings these two things together. I go, so it's actually what its job is to combine things. And so it's combining things like salt and pepper. You would combine them. You flour, milk, and eggs. You would combine those ingredients to make a cookie. He's like, that's right. I go, so you're driving a combine. He's like, shut up, queer. I'm like.
Man, I heard you talking about that earlier. I've never thought of it that way, man. That's perfect. It is a combine.
Yeah. Yeah. And their heads will just completely implode when you say it because you see it and they understand the logic, but it's against everything they've ever known because it's a goddamn combine.
You know what? Those combines cost like $600,000.
I know.
Man.
Crazy. Crazy. It's.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are rich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely huge money in there. But I think it's so great. By the way, if you're just joining the show, the great Greg Warren, he'll be here. You're going to be in Kansas City because you're going to come in at the end of, is it in August when you're going to be here or the end of July?
I think right at the end of July, yeah.
Excellent. I can't wait for that. In fact, July 30th, Saturday, August 1st is when you're going to be at the Comedy Club, KC.com. I'm so glad you're going to get in here. And the fact that you've done an entire special on where the field corn grows, you have no idea what this friendship, never-ending battle has been for a few years now between me and we've heard of me. There's Amish Adam or Green Acres. He came down one time to visit me, and his dad, either Amish Adam or Green Acres, either one, we give him both names. But
I love it.
He was down with me visiting.
What's he call you?
Oh, City. City. That's it. City.
Yeah.
So he comes down, and his dad calls him up, and he just looked at me. He'd been there 25 minutes. It's an hour drive for him to get to me. He goes, I'm going to come down. We'll drink some beer. It'll be fun. Okay. I'll show you indoor plumbing and cable TV. And he gets here. He looks at his phone, and he goes, I have to go. And I go, why? He goes, my dad said I left the gate open. I go, what? You're dead. Swear to God. Totally true. Yeah. There's just no explanation for it. We all just said the same thing in our head. Why can't dad shut the gate? And the thing
is, not his job.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You were the one who shuts the gate, son. Shut the goddamn gate. I'll see you in 60 minutes. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah. So I'm excited, man. By the way, do you miss doing the road? Are you having a hard time not being on it?
Yeah, I mean, I miss being on stage. There's certain things about the road I don't miss, like the hotels. I stay in the hotels on the weekends, of course. So that's when all the groups are there, which like the soccer kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them, Johnny. if some of your listeners are parents of soccer kids, I hate you guys too. They act like they own the hotel. They decorate the hotel like it's their house. They put signs up on all the doors. Good luck, Connor. Good luck, Charlie. Good luck, Lincoln. I came home late from a show one night, and they had accidentally put a sign on my door. This really happened. It said, good luck, coach. So for about 30 seconds, I was like, man, did I agree to coach a soccer team and forget about it? But what I did do is I posted a cut list on the door. The following team members, turn in your uniforms and check out of the hotel immediately. Connor, Charlie, Lincoln. I knew all their names because they were on the doors. Like, you all suck at soccer. Go home. Find a new activity. Preferably one that does not involve travel.
That's brilliant,
dude. It's I understand you because you don't have kids either, right? Because I don't have kids.
No, man.
No. So sometimes it's hard. It's hard to understand what the hell's going on. Sometimes I'm like, what are you guys doing with these people? It's just weird. And by the way, speaking of families, how's everything? Are you healthy? Your family's healthy?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm healthy. My dad's he's completely at risk. So I'm trying to keep him from. He's pretty much doing what he's supposed to do. I mean, he still goes to Lowe's. I can't keep him out of Lowe's, but other than that, he's doing pretty good. Thanks, man. Everybody good with you?
Yeah. No, everybody's been fine. Same thing. My mom and dad have got two nurses, so everybody's on lockdown, and I'm just. You know, everybody goes through, it's like getting, coming out of a radioactive zone when you're going into the house. Everybody's just stripping down, getting naked, taking showers, getting, disinfected. It's a process. And I thought it would be over in a couple months, but it's taking a little longer than people.
Yeah, it is, man.
Yeah.
I've been ordering the wrong stuff on Amazon. I don't know what I'm like. I ordered some air filters the other day, just for the heating air unit or whatever. And, I guess I screwed up. I ordered like an industrial air filter. So like this box shows up in my house. It's about as big as my car. So if any of you guys know somebody that like runs a Chrysler plant, I can do that. And then I can't get the right soap, like the soft soap that you wash your hands with in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's not enough of that on Amazon. There's soap. You need a bar soap, which I'm not using that, man. I'm not poor. I'm not using bar soap. There's soft soap, but it's like weird flavors or what. It's like, lavender and mackerel. That doesn't seem like a good idea. Yeah.
I use bar soap. I just realized that I
you're poor.
I am a poor, apparently.
Well, John, you're a man of the people. I mean, you have to do that. You're a man of the people. That's your show.
I like bar soap, but I like it. Like I can't the soft soap. Here's what happens. This is absolutely true. I put it in my hand. I'm like, okay, time to lather up, and I go like this, and all of a sudden, boop, it's on the floor, and I'm like, dude, the only thing you can do is suds up your pubic hair. That's the only place you can produce friction with that kind of soap.
I think it's you.
I've said too much.
I mean, I'm not talking about Michelle. I'm talking about... But you're like a motorcycle guy, man. You probably use like lava. You're lava soap. If you're out there, you got oil all over your hands.
I'm such a man. I masturbate with lava. So you kidding greasy. Me? That's the only thing I can finish with. I can't wait for you to get here, man. He's going to be at the end of July. Hopefully that means everything stays in place. That means you can come by the studio. We get to hang out a little bit.
Oh, dude, no, I haven't been there in a while. It'd be awesome.
You would be the first comedian to be in this room.
Since, holy smokes.
Yeah. Yeah, you would be the first guy. At this point, you're the only person booked to be in the studio, and that's if we can squeak it by management. I think by that time we should be okay with that. But I'm sure you'll have to bring some kind of testing with you.
Yeah, I got tested. I got tested a couple days ago, man. I'm strong. I'm good.
Yeah. You know? Listen, I know you're strong. We were talking earlier this morning. The story, and I don't even think it's a special that you've ever put out, but it's the story when you guys you were in New York City and you ended up in a wrestling fist fight with a hobo homeless guy.
I did. He punched me, man. I was just walking. I was walking down the street, man, and this. I can't believe you remember that. I was in the East Village, and I'm walking, and this guy's like, "What are you looking at?" I'm like, "Nothing," you know. And then he comes running up, and he punches me in the face, man. And for like a second, I don't know why, I felt like a victim. You know, I was just, you know, like in New York, you're always worried. I'm like, what am I? And then I was like, wait a minute, man. I practiced doing this every day for 20 years. I know how to do this. And I shot a single leg to the right side, and I took him down. He sucked, to be honest. He was one of the worst guys I've ever wrestled. I guarantee you, Johnny, this guy never made it past district. Man, like, this guy was good.
That's so good. Because just knowing you from St. Louis and your dad and your childhood and wrestling, and then you in New York City, which always, because I love New York. And even I, like, I know you can handle yourself, but I've known you for, I don't know, how many, almost 15, 20 years now. And
yeah, 5-15 years, yeah.
Yeah, and the idea of you in New York, I'm like, oh, I hope he's okay. He's such a nice guy.
I know, man. Johnny, there were some days when I was not okay. Yeah. Definitely, man.
You
I remember I called one of my buddies after that fight story happened, man, and I was like, this was only a few, probably 5-6 years ago or something. I called him up. He's like, dude, this is big, man. You gotta get this on the internet, man. This is the biggest thing that's gonna happen to you. I'm like, man, I had a comedy special on Comedy Central. He's like, actually, man, it wasn't that good. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, man. Because you've done what? Hit him with your flute, One Star Wonder, and now Where the Field Corn Grows, man. On Amazon Prime, digital, all the platforms have got it. Where the Field Corn Grows.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm really excited.
So far, so good.
Yeah, man. It's
And the farmers have been really, really cool about it so far, man.
I can't wait to send this. I think you'll probably have to come to my house to watch it.
To Amish Adam, man.
Yeah, I have to.
You'll have to come to the city to see it on a TV, though.
We actually had this discussion, Greg. I go, hold on, you don't have a computer? He's like, no, a work. I go, oh, how do you jerk off? He's like, my phone.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
But it was like, man, The little screen, I feel like he's really not living his best life if all you're doing is masturbating to a tiny little video on your cell phone. Those are for tough times.
You can make it work, Johnny.
Someone's been on the road.
Yeah. Dude, he literally will call me and go, I am going to go. He would have to inseminate cows, and so he would spend a whole day with a giant glove on, pushing it into the cow's vagina up to his elbow, and then a few months later, then he'd have to go out in the freezing cold during it was off season for farming and pull the baby cows out of the other cow's vaginas with chains and hold on to them. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you chose to do this. This isn't a punishment. Like, this is what you want to do for a living. He loves it. He thinks it's great. I think it's livestock home syndrome.
Livestock home. Very good, man. Very good. I almost didn't catch that. Wow. That's very good.
I take it away.
Where the hell were you about a month before I shot this special, man?
Get out of here.
That's great, man.
Dude, I can't wait to see you, man. You're one of my favorite comedians and favorite people too, man. And you're just down the road in St. Louis. If you get bored, come up, man. You can hang out here for a while.
I need to get out of here, man. I really do. Yeah, I can't wait to get back either, man. It would be good to see you guys.
All right. Well, look, it's one month away. I'll see you within 4 weeks, and then we'll get you in the studio. We'll hang out and. You're going to be, hell, man, you're not even going to be 5 miles from my house. And then I bought 30 acres called Disgrace Land. If you want to come and hang, we'll drink some beer and
did you really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, man, I can't imagine the debauchery going on out there.
It literally is all flamethrowers and like, it's ridiculous. You'll enjoy. We'll do some dumb stuff. We will do. Listen, I have two different kinds of flamethrowers from three different manufacturers and one in a box because I was afraid if they outlaw it and something breaks, I wouldn't be able to replace it.
Oh, that's good, man.
It'll be fun. Listen, Greg, guys, go to his website. Make sure you go to gregwarrencomedy.com, gregwarrencomedy.com. Get online and go to Amazon Prime, any of the digital platforms, and look up Greg Warren, Where the Field Corn Grows. Look at his older stuff, like Hit Him With Your Flute, One Star Wonder, and then, of course, going to be at the Kansas City Comedy Store here, Comedy Club KC, comedyclubkc.com, in like 3.5 weeks. So I'll see you very, very soon, my friend.
Hey, thanks a ton, Johnny. I appreciate it, man.
I love you, man. Stay right there. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.